"Like my dark detectors, do you?" said Moody, who was watching Harry closely.
"What's that?"
Harry asked, pointing at the squiggly golden aerial. "Secrecy sensor. Vibrates when it detects concealment and lies. No use here, of course. Too much interference. Students in every direction lying about why they haven't done their homework. Been humming ever since I got here. I had to disable my sneakerscope because it wouldn't stop whistling. It's extra sensitive. Picks up stuff about a mile around. Of course, it could be picking up more than kid stuff," he added in a growl.
"And what's the mirror for?"
"Oh, that's my faux glass. See them out there, skulking around? I'm not really in trouble until I see the whites of their eyes. That's when I open my trunk." He let out a short, harsh laugh and pointed to the large trunk under the window. It had 7 keyholes in a row. Harry wondered what was in there until Moody's next question brought him sharply back to earth. "So, found out about the dragons, have you?" Harry hesitated. He'd been afraid of this, but he hadn't told Cedric, and he certainly wasn't going to tell Moody that Hagrid had broken the rules.
"It's all right," said Moody, sitting down and stretching out his wooden leg with a groan. "Cheating's a traditional part of the Tri-Wizard Tournament, and always has been."
"I didn't cheat," said Harry sharply. "It was a sort of accident that I found out."
Moody grinned. "I wasn't accusing you, laddie. I've been telling Dumbledore from the start. He can be as high-minded as he likes, but you can bet old Karkaroff and Maxime won't be. They'll have told their champions everything they can. They want to win. They want to beat Dumbledore. They'd like to prove he's only human." Moody gave another harsh laugh, and his magical eyes swiveled around so fast it made Harry feel queasy to watch it. "So, got any ideas how you're going to get past your dragon yet?" said Moody.
"No,"
said Harry. "Well, I'm not going to tell you," said Moody gruffly. "I don't show favoritism, me. I'm just going to give you some good general advice, and the first bit is, play to your strengths."
"I haven't got any," said Harry, before he could stop himself.
"Excuse me," growled Moody. "You've got strengths if I say you've got them. Think now. What are you best at?"
Harry tried to concentrate. What was he best at? Well, that was easy, really.
"Quidditch," he said dully. "And a fat lot of help."
"That's right,"
said Moody, staring at him very hard, his magical eye barely moving at all. "You're a damn good flyer, from what I've heard."
"Yeah, but," Harry stared at him, "I'm not allowed a broom. I've only got my wand."
"My second piece of general advice," said Moody loudly, interrupting him, "is to use a nice, simple spell that will enable you to get what you need."
Harry looked at him blankly. What did he need?
"Come on, boy," whispered Moody. "Put them together. It's not that difficult."
And it clicked. He was best at flying. He needed to pass the dragon in the air. For that, he needed his firebolt. And for his firebolt, he needed